What is going on, you guys? I'm your host, Stacy Cole Morgan, and you are listening to the Morgan Man Sports Podcast here on Spotify, Google Podcasts, GoodPod HQ, or wherever you find your preferred podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about the Call of Duty League Major 3 Week 1 Online Qualifiers happening this weekend, along with my top three matches to look forward to happening this weekend. Also, ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about the Atlanta Falcons with some offseason just updates in general, Falcons Kirk Cousins, Calais Campbell, and much more. So without any further delay, let's go ahead and get straight into today's action.
The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
Welcome to the Morgan Man Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Stacy Cole Morgan. Here on the Morgan Man Sports Podcast, we talk Atlanta Falcons news, pregame predictions, and all other news surrounding the Atlanta Falcons.
Touchdown, Atlanta!
Also on the podcast, we talk Call of Duty League esports covering roster mania, major predictions, COD champs, player trades, and much more to get you ready for every single CDL weekend.
Scuff goes through, and Scuff steps, wins the 1-on-1 in Optic with the reverse sweep.
If that sounds good with you, put on your Falcons jersey, grab your gaming headset, and let's get the show started. All right, guys, so we are jumping into things right away with the Atlanta Falcons news that is happening during this offseason going into the NFL draft. So right now, the Falcons are open to re-signing Calais Campbell to the roster. This is a NBCSports.com article by Charon Williams, if I'm pronouncing that right. Sorry if I am butchering your name. And it was published on April 7th, 2024 at 5:32 p.m. Edge rusher Calais Campbell played for the Atlanta Falcons on a one-year deal in 2023. He remains unsigned for 2024. Assuming Campbell continues his career, he could return to Atlanta. Calais Campbell, 37, played all 17 games last season and totaled 6.5 sacks, 56 tackles, 17 quarterback hits, and 10 tackles for loss. He now has 105.5 career sacks. Campbell would enter the league as a second-round pick of the Arizona Cardinals in 2008 and spent 9 seasons in Arizona. He has also played for the Jaguars and the Ravens. Guys, I wouldn't mind having Calais Campbell back. He was definitely a key factor into what made the Atlanta's defense scary and a top 10 defense at that. So definitely this would be a really great signing for the Atlanta Falcons to keep a veteran edge rusher on the roster. But going into the draft, definitely you got to look at the replacement though, which I'll be another subject for next week's podcast whenever I reveal who I would pick at the number 8 overall position for the Atlanta Falcons in 2 weeks. Well, from 2 weeks from that time. Moving forward, great attitude, according to Arthur Blank, Atlanta Falcons owner. Kirk Cousins has made quite the first impression on the Atlanta Falcons team. Quarterback is the most important position in football on the field and arguably off the field as well. As the one leading the huddle in plays to rest on the offense, the quarterback is usually a major leader for any given team. While it's not always the case that the quarterback is one of the team's leaders, it tends to happen far more often than not. In that regard, new Atlanta Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins is making quite the first impression on his new team. During an appearance on SiriusXM NFL Radio, team owner Arthur Blank gushed about how Cousins has taken the charge in his first few weeks with the Atlanta Falcons. And I quote, "He's got a great attitude, He's got all the intangibles you want. He's focused on winning. He's probably called every player on our roster. He's made good connections," Blank said. So definitely this is a great sign right here. Arguably, Matt Ryan was a great leader. Everybody respected him on the roster and just so much more. And this is what you want from Kirk Cousins. I mean, he loves the city of Atlanta. Him and his wife got married in Roswell, I think it was, a few years back. So, I mean, everything for them, Atlanta is perfect right here. And for him to be a part of this team now, it's just beyond him. And he's trying to be as humble as he can and be a very respectful, but also being a leader at that as well. So definitely this is some good signs right here for the Atlanta Falcons moving forward, that you do got a good quarterback that you have invested in. So now we are moving over to a little bit of a signing right here in the cornerback position. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Terwin Wack, if I'm pronouncing that right. She is the Falcons digital team reporter on April 8, 2024 at 4:01 p.m. Flower Branch, Georgia. The Atlanta Falcons have signed cornerback Kevin King, the team announced Monday. The transaction marks King's return to the NFL after two consecutive years away. King comes to Atlanta with five active seasons on his professional resume from 2017 through 2021. The Green Bay Packers originally drafted King out of Washington with a second-round pick. After 4 years on a rookie contract, King and the Packers agreed to terms on a one-year deal in 2021. In 2022, King chose to sit out the season for personal reasons. He then missed the 2023 season due to a torn Achilles tendon sustained during an offseason workout. Trying to get back into shape for a training camp, King himself explained that happened in a 21-minute YouTube video shared on May 5th, 2023. Through those five seasons with the Packers, though, King appeared in 51 out of a possible 81 regular season games, starting 42, he has made 197 total tackles with a sack, three quarterback hits, and five tackles for a loss. He also forced two fumbles, recovered another two fumbles, intercepted seven passes, and broke up 30. King's peak season so far came in 2019 when he started 14 of 15 games in which he played. He finished with 66 total tackles, 15 passes, breakups, five interceptions, and a sack forced fumble. So definitely this guy is more than likely going to be a backup, more sense than a key piece on this defense right here. I see us really going defensive heavy in the draft throughout, you know, in the entire draft season, you know, and within 2 weeks right here. But definitely, I mean, it's a great pickup nonetheless, but I feel like Kevin King will be kind of like a secondary backup to, like, you know, AJ Terrell or Jesse Bates, you know, someone like that. But not a day one starter, pretty much. I'm not seeing it happening with Kevin King. So, guys, before we get on to the Colorado League side of things right here, let's talk about some today's deals that you could take a part of from me right here. Everybody loves getting invested nowadays, and it is the most important thing to financial freedom. Now, I am not a financial expert, so I am not giving out financial advice, nor this is any financial advice right here. This is just a simple link that you could click to get started investing for your own future. But, however, you can join up on Robinhood and Fundrise through my special links down below. If you sign up on Robinhood, you'll definitely get a free stock worth anywhere between $5 to $200, but we'll say in the fine print that 99% of these stocks are going to be valued at around $5. So if you're one of the lucky ones to get $200, definitely you are very lucky in that regards. And for Fundrise, if you use my link down below, you will receive a $25 voucher as well as I am, but you will get a $25 voucher to kick things off using my very special link. So definitely, guys, use those links down below, get started investing today in some of the stock market and some real estate right here, guys. You will thank yourself later in the future. Also, I do want to quickly mention that I have some merch up now on my website. If you go to the Morgan Man Sports bonfire.com page, you will find a new updated t-shirt design along with a hat and a coffee mug to enjoy listening to the podcast while supporting my podcast as well. So definitely make sure you guys are hitting that up down at the link below or in the description below for you guys to check that out. Everything will be linked for you guys to just go directly to it. And again, don't forget to support this podcast by clicking on these investing links, get started in your financial future today, and also supporting the podcast. So now, guys, we are switching on over to the Call of Duty League side of things right here, and we're going to start off with the CDL point standings. So the CDL point standings, I'm not going to go over the entire thing right here. I'm just going to go through teams one through eight right here. So basically, if this was the postseason, COD champs, this would be your teams right here. So sitting at number one with 295 CDL points is the Atlanta FaZe. 255 CDL points is Toronto Ultra sitting at 2. 245 CDL points sitting at 3 with Octa Texas. 180 for New York Subliners sitting at 4. 100 sitting at number 5 with the Minnesota Rocker. 90 sitting at 6 with the Vegas Legion. 90 sitting at 7 with the Los Angeles Gorillas. And updated, 75 CDL points for the Carolina Royal Ravens sitting at number 8. That is the playoff qualification cutoff right there. So guys, the Carolina Royal Ravens, they're picking up a little momentum right here. And I like seeing that from this team because Clayster and TJ Haley and Felon and Gwen, I mean, this is a team right here, guys. It really is, and they need to be winning a lot more matches, according to what the paper says, than in person. Because I could see them easily passing LAG and Vegas Legion right now, and get a little bit higher up into the like winner's bracket for COD champs. I could see it happen, really. So now let's go over to the schedule side of things right here. I will go over every single schedule, but I will reveal my top three after all the schedules have been talked about. So Friday, April 12th, you got the Atlanta FaZe taking on the Minnesota Rocker. And then the second and final match of the day for Friday, the Los Angeles Gorillas taking on the Vegas Legion. Definitely some interesting matchups right there. I'm going to take Atlanta FaZe over Rocker in a 3-1 and LEG over the Vegas Legion in a 3-2. I think LEG needs to start picking up some momentum, especially now since we are in the second half of the entire CDL season. Saturday, April 13th, we got three matches. The Los Angeles Gorillas will open things up against the Toronto Ultra. Boston Breach will take on the Miami Heretics. And then finally, Saturday, the New York Subliners will take on the Minnesota Rocker. Now, I see Toronto winning this one right here in a 3-1 over LAG. I see Boston winning over Miami in a 3-1 as well. And then New York Subliners, definitely a 3-0 against Minnesota. And then finally, for Sunday, April 14th, you got the Seattle Surge taking on the Royal Ravens, Vegas Legion taking on the Los Angeles Thieves, and finally, in your main event, Octa Texas versus the Atlanta FaZe, your Major 2 Grand Finals rematch. So for that series right there, guys, Surge and Ravens, I'm taking the Ravens over Surge in a 3-0. I'm taking Vegas Legion over the Thieves in a 3-1. And Atlanta FaZe 3-1 in Optic Texas. I think Optic has definitely got the Search and Destroy down pat against Atlanta FaZe. But as far as the respawns go, Draza has been an absolute, you know, difference maker, if you would say it, for the Atlanta FaZe squad and the respawns, you know, hard point and control. He brings that aggression that the Atlanta FaZe was missing. And I said it plenty of podcasts ago, I would sacrifice the Search and Destroy and get better in the hard points and the controls over Search and Destroy. I mean, of course, you still want to win your S&Ds and have a clean 3-0, but if you're going to focus more on hard points and controls to win your series, then I'm going to take it because Atlanta FaZe right now is unstoppable, regardless of how you look at it. That is what it is right there. But my top three matches, guys, It all comes down to the key momentum shifts for each team. So sitting at number one, I got the Atlanta FaZe taking on the Optic Texas squad. Like I said, I think FaZe will win 3-1 over Optic. But the reason I picked this matchup is because can Atlanta FaZe keep their momentum going? Can they say, all right, Optic, we got your number. You might as well just bow down to us and the rest of the Call of Duty League itself. Because we're coming for the World Championship, and Simp and Abizi, and I believe Celium, will get their third ring. So, definitely looking forward to that. The second matchup in my top three matches of the week, the Carolina Royal Ravens take it on the Seattle Surge. Now, I'm not looking at so much the Seattle Surge right here, but I'm looking at the Royal Ravens. Can the Ravens pick up some steam? They were hot throughout the entire LAN tournament up to, like, I think elimination round four. They almost made the elimination finals pretty much. But can they keep that momentum going? That's what I'm looking forward to in this Ravens team, especially against the Surge this weekend. And my final matchup is the Toronto Ultra taking on the Los Angeles Gorillas. Now, you're sitting here thinking, okay, well, you just said the LAG is not going to win against Toronto. You're right. I don't believe that LAG is going to win against Toronto. What I'm looking forward to in this matchup right here is can Toronto bounce back from devastating losses during the Major 2 tournament? Can they bounce back from that? Are they going to be able to, like, mentally and focus at the main objective ahead, and that is their home series coming up later in, March? May? Yeah, May 16th through 19th. That's the tournament weekend. So can they keep focus? That's what's going to be the key factor for Ultra winning against the Los Angeles Gorillas. Or can we see an upset with LAG beating Toronto? I mean, LAG's beaten FaZe before. I mean, so anything can happen in the Call of Duty League. It really can. But like I said, I'm not looking for LAG to beat Ultra. But it's just a matter of fact, can Ultra get back on pace and start winning some matches? So guys, what do you think of this weekend's matches? What matchup are you looking forward the most to? But those are my top three matches right there to look at this weekend if you are interested in any of those series right there happening. But guys, that is all the time I have for today. I sure hope you did enjoy it. If you did, make sure to like button wherever you are listening from, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your preferred podcast. Make sure again to start your financial freedom journey today and use those links down below. This is not financial advice. I will repeat that again. So no financial advice right here, but still get started today on your financial freedom journey by clicking those links and getting your free stocks and your $25 voucher from Fundrise. But until then, I, Cole Morgan, will catch you all later. Peace.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.